Today is Sunday, July 11th, 2021, and this...
You ain't got me a 3-foot cocktail, cost $200 on the slots, and saw Celine Dion.
Did you cry?
Always. It's a damn Titanic song.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 792.
Las Vegas, the honor! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. What's going on?
Not too much.
All right. No, nothing. Nothing. Just nothing. We're doing a podcast. It's about Las Vegas. It's going to be tidy this week. Not a lot to talk about because of the whole holiday weekend thing, but that's okay. We got a few things to discuss. But before we jump into things, let's remind our listeners that this podcast is supported by them. It's a listener-supported podcast. Thanks to our Patreon patrons, we have a couple new ones this week, including Slangin' Rocks and Jim Haste, who is learning about this for the first time because it's a gift from his awesome wife, Wendy. Jim, your wife, Wendy, either really likes you or doesn't, depending on what you think of this gift of being a patron. Thank you to our new patrons and to all of our longtime patrons as well. We do have a special offer going right now for new and existing patrons. If you join, upgrade, or remain at the $10 level, you're going to get a 500 poker chip along with the next enamel pin. Those are set to go out toward the end of July. This is running through July 20th. $10 level for US, $25 level for international to get the poker chip and the pin. And that's stuff. I've also finally been getting caught up on some videos for from our last couple trips. Mm-hmm. So I've been posting some of those things. We're going to do another chat sometime, probably at the end of July. All kinds of stuff coming up. If you want details, visit patreon.com/500. And we would love to have you join us. All right, we've got a couple news items, a couple phone calls. There used to be... Remember the during our early Vegas trips where Caesar's Palace was under construction, just a permanent state of construction? They were always building a tower or ripping something up.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've had a period where it hasn't been that disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Through the end of this year, however, there are going to be some disruptions as a result of some new upgrades, some renovations that they are doing and just announced. They're going to be revamping one of their entrances. And when they first put out this announcement, I thought it was the hotel lobby because they refer to it as the lobby and they had a picture that pretty much looked like the hotel lobby. It's not. It's the space next to that, mm-hmm. the main casino entrance. They're making that look like the hotel lobby. Very similar look with the...
With an indoor fountain?
No, they're not doing a fountain, but they're going to have an elevated... The Caesar statue that's there now, I'm thinking they're putting a new one in. It's going to be elevated. It'll be up higher.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't look like it has a water feature surrounding it.
Okay.
But it's just similar with pillars and marble, and it'll look and higher ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
It'll look a lot nicer. But through the end of the year, while they're working on this, it's going to be a little bit chaotic over there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're visiting Caesars, be aware of that. They're going to be moving stuff around. They're going to be redirecting people. They're going to have like valet and ride share, and those things are going to be disrupted because they're working on the park course share as well. So if you're looking for ride share, they're moving it. There's a little entrance tucked away next to the Vanderpump Cocktail Garden, and like between that and the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a shuttle bus drop off now or something. They don't use it that much, but they're going to have that be the ride share for a while. So anyway, just be aware that if you're going to Caesars anytime before the end of the year, it's going to be a little bit chaotic by that entrance.
Do you think people will be upset that they won't be able to pull Caesar's finger when they...
Yeah, with that, I think that that statue is going to be 15 feet high, so the finger will be out of reach. And if people are normally, they're going to have to rub his toes or something instead, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sure that there will be some people who will say that the Caesar statue used to be better back when the mob was in charge of it or something, mm-hmm. but I don't know. They'll find something else to rub, I'm sure.
Is Cleopatra still there?
I believe so. Okay. They can probably go over there. All right, we've got more shows returning post-pandemic, which is good news. Over mm-hmm. at Cosmopolitan, Opium is coming back in September on the 24th. So if you've been waiting for that show, I think that's all the Spiegel World shows. I'm pretty sure Atomic, what is that thing over at Venetian? Atomic Saloon?
I think
something.
So. Yeah.
I think that's open. And of course, they've added shows at Absinthe. Yeah. So, and then a very different show than Opium,
mm-hmm.
although probably equally trippy. Menopause the Musical. That's been around forever. That is reopening at
Menopause
Harris.
Or the Musical?
Both have been around forever. That's opening at Harris on July 24th. So if you can't wait for Opium to come back and you just need to take in a show, and you happen to be in that age range and gender of... I'm not going to... Okay, so there you go. Go see those shows if you're so interested. There's a new... limited engagement. We've been discussing limited engagements the last few weeks. There's a new one coming to Venetian. It's going to be August 19th to the 22nd. Four shows from, well, it's called The After Party. It's a super group, I guess. We've got Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
We've got AJ McLean and Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys. And Wanya Murphy from...
Morris from...
Where did I come up with Murphy?
I don't know.
Morris from Boys to Men. And they're going to be doing... Now, they are considering this their version of the Rat Pack Summit. Okay. That's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be doing comedy and music and storytelling. And they've alluded to guests stopping by, which mm-hmm. means that at least one of the members of 98 Degrees is likely to be there. Or at least one of the shows.
Jeff Timmons still doing...
Yeah. I think he lives there. So
okay.
That's been the one that I've seen referenced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're into the boy band scene from the 90s, this could be a fun time for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling they might be adding more shows because I looked. They went on sale just a day or two ago. I think they had a pre-sale late in the week. And then yesterday was the official... on sale, and tickets were rather sparse for some of the shows.
Oh, good for them.
So $77 and up, although what was left was pretty much $105 and up. So we might see additional tickets on that. And I saw I think it was in the Review Journal that one of the Backstreet Boys involved pretty much said that they'll be doing another residency over the winter.
Sweet.
So not sure if it'll be at Planet Hollywood or not, but so that's highly likely as well. They put on a good show.
They do.
We saw that and enjoyed it. All right. Another thing we've been discussing a lot lately is a new flood of escape rooms. They must be very popular if they keep opening these things. At some point,
not for me.
Yeah, I'm not in the.
But if you like it,
I don't. I don't need
not you the
pay to
audience.
Be frustrated for an hour. I can do that on my own at home.
Oh, I know.
So yes, this is at Palazzo. There, it's an escape room venue called Panic. It's PANIQ, meaning you have to be smart, I guess. Panic escape room. So they have four different escape rooms available, and they're adding some more. Those that are currently available include A Steampunk Story, Atlantis Rising, The Haunted Manor, and Wizard Trials. Any of those themes do anything for you?
Nah, I'm good.
The one of these that could be, I guess, remotely interesting to me would be the one that's coming soon called Casino Heist.
Ah.
You know, it's kind of an Ocean's 11 thing, I guess. Trying to figure out that. I don't know about escape rooms. I know it's like a series of puzzles to get out of the room, and you've got an hour or something or 45 minutes. There's going to be a zombie outbreak escape room, as well as The Morning After, which could be a number of things. Being Gen X, I'm assuming it's nuclear holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still haunted by that TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be what, the abortion pill or the Plan B pill?
I don't know.
So those are coming soon. It's the attraction is for between 2 and 8 people. The pricing is $39 a person with a minimum of 2 people. If you have, and it's like I said, depending on the room, it's between 7 and 8 maximum. You don't have to have all 7 or 8. They'll put you with other people. But if you are with fewer than 7 or 8 people and don't want to be with other people, you have the option to block out the room, mm-hmm. make it private. But there's an extra fee for that. So, for example, for 4 people or fewer, I believe it was $176 to make the room private. And then if you had 5 or 6, they just tacked on an extra $25 or $30 to your additional $39 per person fee. So this is open from 7:30 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. daily. You can make reservations online.
7:30 or 10:30?
10:30. Did I say 7:30?
You did. I think that's really early for.
Am I having like? I've been doing that. I'm worried about the state of my brain lately.
Oh no!
I know.
I'm glad you have show notes so I can be like, oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Your official role is chief corrector, because I don't know what's going on.
I don't like that name.
You can be the actually girl.
I don't like that either.
Actually, it's 10:15. Okay, so 10:30 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. daily. The games run for about 45 minutes. They also have a bar attached to this complex that has drinks that are themed after the different escape rooms. So that's fun.
So if you want to skip the escape room, you can just go right to the bar?
Probably. I would imagine you can do the before, after, or maybe you could go with your friends. They could go do the dumb escape room thing, and you mm-hmm. can just sit there and get hammered on, you know, zombie-themed beverages mm-hmm. or something. So there you go. That's at Venetian and Palazzo. If you're into escape rooms, it's a great time to be alive, I guess. You got that. You've got your, what was it, the Blair Witch Project one we discussed a couple weeks mm-hmm. ago. And then wasn't there some children's nonsense as well at Caesars? Lots of escape rooms in the Las Vegas Strip vicinity.
Why would you want to escape from Vegas?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, if your gambling is going really bad, maybe, but.
We've all had that feeling. We've all been there. That's the enjoy the room part of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go enjoy the room.
Yeah.
Which usually for me involves napping.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Finally, the long-awaited supper club at Wynn called Delilah is now open. This was supposed to happen quite a while ago, but then the pandemic hit and things were delayed. They do have a menu online if you want to take a look at it. The prices.
I do want to take a look at it. This intrigues me.
Yeah, the prices are comparable to Mayfair. I think they have a little bit larger menu, not physically in size, because I do remember the Mayfair menu was comically
large.
It was huge. It was the Schitt's Creek diner menu. It was mm-hmm. so big. But no, as far as the number of items, it looked like there was more options on the Delilah menu. And of course, we're comparing it to Mayfair because that's a similar venue. Steaks run from about $70 to $95. They have other entrees starting at $28 for a burger, $39 pot pie, and they've got a bunch of seafood options, including the $72 fish and chips. They've got a beef Wellington for $2 for $170 mm-hmm. or something like that. The prices are high, but as we've discussed when talking about these supper clubs, you're paying for the entertainment as well. You go, you have dinner, you hang out there for a few hours, you're getting. I'm not sure specifically what type. I'm guessing singers, dancers, same mm-hmm. kind of thing. One noteworthy thing. On the menu in the upper right-hand corner, they have a little camera icon, or maybe it was a phone icon, and it specifically mentions, to honor guest discretion. Now, I'm wondering what they think is going to happen, that guests are going to be like not want to be photographed. But mm-hmm. to honor guest discretion, no photography, no posting.
That's interesting.
They don't want you to have your phone out. That's very interesting, because this is the type of venue that benefits greatly from free publicity when people post pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact they don't want to do that is somewhat surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. But also kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I don't mind this as long as people know going in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm sure they have signs posted and stuff too. Inevitably, they will have some people who will have a hissy fit because,
oh yeah,
that's just the way of the world, and people are fucking attached to their phones. But
God forbid anyone be inconvenienced.
They're losing the free publicity, but they also then maybe this is they don't have to deal with the freeloading YouTubers who are trying to get a free meal out of them for publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a benefit to that.
There, yes.
It's the one place in Vegas you can go without running into 40 YouTubers. City is overrun. It's worse than those scooter gangs from a few months ago. Worse than timeshare people. YouTubers. I know. We have YouTubers listening. I'm just giving you shit. So yeah, there you go. I do want to see Delilah. Hopefully we'll be able to check it out sometime. And if you go to this, we would love to hear your review, particularly if you've been to Rose Rabbit Lie or Mayfair and have something to compare and contrast it to. But even if this is your first time at one of these venues, give us a call. Tell us what you think about it. And yeah, curious how it measures up. It's win, so I would imagine it will be well done. But time will tell. So there you go, Delilah. All right, we've got a few phone calls. We're going to take those. And then we're going to get the hell out of here. Let's start out with Sergio.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It is Sergio calling from Resorts World. Wanted to just call in with mainly a quick anecdote and share a couple of thoughts scattered throughout that. Wearing my America romper, and a guy at the bar was also wearing a different America romper with an eagle on it. So he came up, and we took a fun picture. And he's like, hey, man, I want to buy you a shot. Shots on me. And I had just watched the couple next to me get shots, and I was like, ooh, it's going to be expensive, are you sure? And he said, yeah, Fireball can't be that bad. Famous last fucking words. This dumbass paid $15 a pop for Fireball, so it came out to $30 for two, and then he left a $5 tip, of course. But how unreal is that? $15 for a shot of Fireball. I felt almost guilty taking it. And they didn't even have a shot glass to pour it in. They literally just poured it in a plastic beer cup, like a pint. So that was kind of a bummer, but the real reason that I wanted to touch on that is I really think it speaks to the shittiness of the system they have with the food ordering. You order everything at a kiosk. You talk to a person, they just direct you to the kiosk. I'm sober and I had a hard time figuring it out, so I can't imagine how I was sober when I ordered, correction. But I don't know how people are going to be ordering that when they're drunk. And I've realized that the service is what makes Vegas what it does, you know, with the tip and stuff. I can't tip a kiosk. It feels dumb to tip when you're just doing a screen and you're getting a service fee for literally doing their job. What's next? Charging me a self-checkout fee? But it misses the mark because you lose that interaction with people. It doesn't explain how it works. Everyone was confused in the line. It was a complete clusterfuck. I got sent one place for my beer. They told me it should be somewhere else. And it just ruins that experience of talking to a person, getting your order in, tipping the person that helped you and doing that. So I don't like this electronicification that Resorts World seems to be doing. And I tried to sign up for the play thing, which the $150 deal is definitely dead. But, you know, I tried to do that, and I couldn't even do that because the computer didn't work. And it's Vegas should be based on cash, damn it. I'm fucking 27. I'm prime millennial. But, damn it, they're ruining Vegas. So beautiful casino, nice property, but I'm not a fan of the service that the technology brings.
All right. Thank you for that report. And that is a very interesting perspective from a 27-year-old who is, in, I'm sure, in the Minds of Resorts world, that's like who they're implementing the tech for.
Who have grown up with technology and are very familiar and comfortable with it. And
I have no problem with, I like tech. Mm-hmm. If it truly makes things more convenient, more efficient, a better experience. But there have been a lot of reports similar to this where, and some of it might be just that it's new and they don't have people trained well and they'll get it worked out. But it sounds like some of it might just be the systems aren't that great. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it works out. But yeah, there's a theme right now, and we're couple weeks in and they still seem to be having issues with the employees not being well trained and
a lot of the systems not working.
Oh, so the latest thing, since I've been obsessively looking at their food ordering app, they have two selections, either delivery to either the room or a locker pool, a locker at the pool, or
a locker pool. That's locker, interesting. Yes,
or pickup. And as of yesterday, none of the pickup options are available. So now it's delivery only. Some of the restaurants have added more menu items, but it's still rather sparse at sometimes during the day. And so yeah, that again, another take on the tech aspect of Resorts World that they've been pushing so hard that they clearly weren't ready to launch it. Mm-hmm. Again, should have waited a few months before opening the property.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And it's people who experience it and have a bad time are obviously talking about it. And
That's not good publicity for your property.
It's one thing when you have like the opening night is always a clusterfuck.
Oh, yeah.
That is just
that's
tradition.
Expected.
Yes. That doesn't, like, the long term effects of that are minimal. Mm-hmm. But when you go weeks and weeks with problems,
yeah,
then you start to build a reputation of the place.
Not knowing what you're doing.
The place that looks nice but isn't great. So hopefully they'll get their shit together pretty soon. But I think they fucked up.
Yeah. On a happier note,
yes.
Sergio's romper was fantastic. And if you want to see a picture, follow Viva Las Value on Twitter. It was...
Go back a week or two in the archives and you'll be able to see that. And there's a lesson to be learned there.
If you're
looking for free drinks, not that he was, but it paid off, and it's a lesson to be learned. Man romper, you might get some free drinks out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that. Can you see me in that?
No,
that would
not
be.
That is not a look for you.
It is not a look for me.
No,
I don't have the build for a romper, for one.
Or the whimsy.
Or not that that's not how... I prefer my whimsy from a distance. I don't want to... I'm not the holder of the whimsy.
What about me?
Sometimes. Sometimes you are. But usually only in our home. You don't take the whimsy out that often. At least not in crowded places where you're going to get a lot of attention, I don't think.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for bringing up whimsy.
You're welcome.
And thank you for that call, Sergio. We appreciate it. Next caller, please.
Tim and Shelley, it's Jason Earl from the internet with your Sigma.
Thoughts?
No.
How much do you hate this man right now?
I don't hate him. I just want to dissuade anyone else from ever doing that again.
Derby report for July 7th, 2021. There are 5 stations open. The 201 has not hit yet, but we're making some... Actually, we're not making some money. We're getting some free drinks. We've spent 6 quarters. We've gotten 4 Coronas. I will talk to y'all later. Jason Earl, out.
All right. You're on somebody's shit list in this house. Oops, I can tell you that much. Thank you for the Sigma Derby report. We do appreciate it. Glad you're having a good time. All right. We only have one more call. Tidy little show this week. Here we go. Let's check in with Ben.
500 Ben from Ohio calling in. We had a trip last weekend over the July 4th weekend celebrating our 5th wedding anniversary and a bucket list item for me being in Vegas for July 4th. One thing I want to talk about from our trip is everybody seems to love Resorts World and I'm very meh on it. It seems like a polished turd a little bit. They seem to be trying to go high end, but there's little things that, and I know they're nitpicky, but if I see the janitor's closet while I'm sitting at the pie gal table, I just think that I would never see that at a property like Wynn or Cosmo or something like that. And it kind of took away from that high end feel that they had. The ticket in, ticket out system and the cashless system. Ticket in, ticket out is kind of neat. I can get up and go to a slot and I don't have to worry about going to the cashier. That's cool. But the cashless system, they charge 2% to put money on your account. I know they've waived that fee for a short period of time as they're opening up. But I can't believe they want me to pay 2% plus if the bank's going to charge me something. But they want to charge me 2% to go play a game where they already have an edge anyway. It seems like kind of a ripoff. Plus, it slows the game down. When a player comes in and buys in with it, the dealer has to scan their phone, and then they got to count the chips out and put it up to the RFID thing to read. It's much slower than give the dealer cash, the dealer counts chips, slides chips to the player, and that's it. Everything's slowed down when that happens, and cashing out the same way. They have to put the chips there for the RFID to count it, and they got to enter it on a keypad or whatever. It just seems to kind of slow the whole thing down. I'm not a big fan. Other than that, our trip was pretty good. We had a great time. Gambling wasn't so great, but we still had fun. So anyway, keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for that report. There's another example of technology not doing what it should do, which is
make things more efficient.
More efficient, more user-friendly, more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And in turn, you're making things miserable for everybody at the table because they have to fucking wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So so excited by, we've all been there. Any of us who have worked in an office environment have been there, or not even an office environment, pretty much any company that decides, hey, we're going to implement this great new thing because it's great, it's new and shiny, and it's going to long-term allow us to be more efficient, and it's clearly not ready.
Oh, short-term, it's a pain in the ass.
It makes employees miserable, makes your customers miserable.
Yeah.
So, you fucked up, Resorts World. That's what we're learning. I hope they get their shit together, but I'm starting to get worried about this. Thank you for your reports. If you visit Resorts World or anywhere else in Las Vegas and would like to call us, we'd love to hear from you at 702-866-9494. These reviews are awesome to hear. Lots of perspectives. Before we go, we have a couple karma donations from folks who are apparently going to Las Vegas. William and or Billy, depending on what he wants to be called. Heading to Vegas. Said, thanks for the podcast. Excited to listen to the latest episode on the plane. Hope you have a wonderful trip, sir. Jennifer and or Troy. I'm not sure. There were two names on the thing. One in the email, one in the name. Maybe both. Karma donation. It says our, so it's probably both. Okay. First trip since May of 2019. Cosmo, Cal, and Downtown Grand for 7 days of bar top video poker-a-thon.
Nice.
Good I can luck. Identify. I hope you have a wonderful time and hope you have good luck. Mark, aka
and or Mark.
AKA Mark. Karma donation for our 20th wedding anniversary trip.
Oh, congratulations.
Split stay between Downtown Grand and Red Rock. In case we haven't heard, he's reporting that Summerlin is back. I have heard that from our friend Mikey. Thanks for keeping the spirit of Vegas alive as we wind down these times of extreme fuckery. You are welcome and thank you for your support. We appreciate it. You want to take a crack at this name?
Yes. Soralia?
See, I would have not even been close. Thank you for that. Soralia, thank you. Karma donation for a trip July 11th through the 17th, staying at Golden Nugget, Circa, and Nomad. Can't wait to check out the new Circa and Resorts World, and then some old places like Peppermill and Golden Tiki.
Oh, yay.
Sounds like a wonderful trip.
Yes. Have a wonderful time.
Ryan and Carrie, is there such thing as a karma bank? Making a karma deposit for a future trip as we're skipping our year. Oh, no. Our yearly anniversary trip this year.
Oh.
Can't wait to go back. Thanks for helping us fill the Vegas void in the meantime.
Well, that was so kind of you. Thank you so much.
That's very nice of you. Glad that we can fill in. Hopefully the time will go quickly and you'll be able to go get back.
Yes.
And it will all be,
worth
twice
it.
As good.
Yeah.
And final karma donation from Between Bankrolls. I can identify with that. Karma donation for the first kid-free trip in over 18 months, staying at Circa Green Valley Ranch, hoping that it's raining quads. If I remember to call in, I'll be very intoxicated. All right, we'll do that. Call in. Hope you have many quads. Don't post them anywhere because they're not that, you know, noteworthy, but they're a good thing for you. So enjoy them. Have a wonderful time. Thank you to all of our Patreon and Karma folks. We do appreciate you. You're amazing. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. If you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, you can send those to us at 500@gmail.com. And of course, that voicemail line again, 702-866-9494. We would love to hear from you. That's going to do it for this week. We will be back soon with another show. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about on the next one. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.